Well, there are a lot of boys and girls away today, but boys and girls, those who are here, I want to talk to you about something that we all find very difficult to do. And I'm not talking just about boys and girls. Something that all of us find very difficult to do. I wonder would any of the boys and girls like to guess what that might be? What do you think it might be that we all find difficult to do? Joan Madden thinks she knows, for she's told her husband, but see if there's a boy or girl could tell me. Any boys and girls want to tell me? Don't spend money. Ah, you're brought up in the right house. That's a wish. You hadn't been brought up in our house and told my wife that. Well, that's a good idea, but it's not the right one. It's not the one I'm looking for. Anybody else want to try and guess what it might be? Something we all find hard to do. What do you think? Now, it's not a physical activity. A lot of us find those very difficult to do. What do you think it might be? Some people are rubbing their chin and their heads, and I nearly called out two names there. They weren't doing anything at all. Boys and girls, let's have one more thing that you think might be difficult for us all to do. No hands. Oh dear. Everybody's in holidays, even though they're out of church. Everybody's gone to sleep. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Something we all find hard to do, it's to say sorry. And really mean it. To say sorry and to really, really mean it. A young boy had his friend around one Saturday morning to play with him, and they were only playing out in the back garden for a short time when there was a row. And of course, that's normal, isn't it? Sometimes when boys and girls play together, these two boys were the best of friends, but as they were playing together in the back garden, they fell out, and all of a sudden, one of the boys landed a big punch in the other boy's nose. His daddy happened to be standing inside looking out through the back window, and he ran out immediately into the back garden, and by this time the two little boys were at it with fisticuffs, and he pulled them apart. And he turned around and he said to them, what happened? And of course, nobody would take the responsibility. So since it was his son that had hit the boy in the nose, he said, Johnny, will you tell Peter you're sorry? Johnny says, I'm sorry. No, you're not. I said, I'm sorry. No, you're not. I really am sorry. No, you're not. So Johnny turned around, he says, Daddy, would you tell Peter I'm sorry? So his daddy turned around and he says, Peter, Johnny's sorry. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. And with that, Johnny turned around and he says, Peter, if Daddy says I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And he closed his fist and hit him another big bunch right on the nose. You see, he wasn't really sorry, was he? Because had he have been sorry, he wouldn't have done it again. Sometimes it's very difficult for us, boys and girls and grown-ups alike, it's very difficult for us to say sorry and to really mean it. The Bible uses a very interesting word that can mean sorry. It's the word repent. You see, as far as sin is concerned, we need to tell God that we're sorry. All of us, boys and girls, grown-ups alike, we need to tell God that we're sorry. Sorry that we've broken His law. Sorry that we've disobeyed His word. Sorry that we've rebelled against Him time and time again, when God in love and in mercy has reached out to us, willing to take us out of our sin and to bring us to Himself. Wants us this morning to tell Him that we're sorry for breaking His law, that we're sorry for sinning against Him. He wants us to turn away from that sin and to leave it behind. Have you done that, boys and girls, today? Grown up, have you done that? Have you come to that? God's law, You're a sinner in God's and that you long to know His forgiveness. Maybe some of us this morning maybe haven't landed a punch on somebody else's nose, but maybe verbally we've said something. Maybe we've been carrying around hurt in our hearts. Maybe we've said to somebody, well, I'm sorry for what I've said. I'm sorry for what I did. But we haven't really forgotten about it. And we haven't really forgiven them for it. Well, boys and girls, listen. If you grow up like that and you run around with a chip on your shoulder, it will eat the heart out of you for years to come. When you say sorry, mean it. And forget about it. And then move on. A little boy was going to bed one night. He and his mummy knelt down by the side of his bed. They were just about to say their prayers when the little boy looked at his mum and he said, Mum, I want to pray by myself tonight. But his mum said, look, we pray together every night. He said, yes, but Mum, I want to pray on my own tonight because I've done something very, very bad. Well, said his mummy, if you tell me about it, we'll both pray about it together. No, he said, Mum, if I tell you about it, you'll be furious. You'll lose your temper. You'll scold me and you'll punish me. But he said, if I tell God about it, He'll forgive me and He'll choose to forget about it. And the mummy got up and left her son on his knees to tell God what he had done wrong. If you and I are truly sorry for what we do, and we come today and tell God we're sorry, that we want to leave our sin and we want to trust the Savior, God will forgive us all our sins, every single one of them. And if God can do that for us, then boys and girls grown up, surely today we can learn to forgive others what they do to us, no matter how bad it seemed at the time. Because the Bible tells us we're to forgive others with the same forgiveness that God has forgiven us. It's a hard thing to say sorry and to really mean it. But that's what God asks all of us to do today.